You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 79, Short People by Randy Newman. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we'll be taking a look at a song that is widely misunderstood and, because of that, sparked quite a controversy when it was released, Randy Newman's 1977 single, Short People. We'll listen to the song and try to discover the real meanings behind the lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on Randy Newman, who's celebrating a birthday this week. Randolph Newman was born in New Orleans, Louisiana on November 28, 1943. As were many of the subjects of weeks past, Newman was born into a musical family as his uncles Alfred and Lionel were both film composers for 20th Century Fox. Newman himself became a student of music composition at UCLA, but dropped out when he was offered a record contract at Reprise. In 1961, he released his first song, Golden Gridiron Boy, produced by crooner Pat Boone. In 1968, he released his first vocal album, titled Randy Newman, which included his own versions of songs he'd written for other artists. But the album failed to gain much traction, even with the many copies being given away as a publicity stunt. His follow-up album, entitled 12 Songs, which came out in 1970, was much more well-received and included Mama Told Me Not to Come, which would become a hit cover single for Three Dog Night a few months later. In the meantime, his songwriting career was also taking off with movie scores and other guest appearances. His third album, 1972's Sail Away, did even better than the previous albums, selling 100,000 copies during its 18-week stay on the U.S. album charts. The title track would later be covered by scores of artists, including a definitive version by Lina Ronstadt. In 1974, with his reputation for composing and performing building, he was asked to perform at the Atlanta Symphony Hall, accompanied by an 87-piece orchestra conducted by another musical uncle, Emil Newman. Later that same year, he toured with the very same orchestra in support of his fourth album, Good Old Boys, which stayed on the album chart for 5 months, peaking at number 36. But it was the next album that would introduce Randy Newman to a wider audience, Little Criminals, which was released in 1977, his first album to crack the top 10 and netted him a gold disc for 500,000 sales, due in part to this single, which earned him an angry response from the Vertically Challenged, a song called Short People. On the surface, the song appears to be a rant against those of a below-average height, but upon further examination, the song is actually a rant against those who are prejudiced themselves, with the bridge taking the politically correct perspective. If the vocals during this next part sound familiar, it's because members of the Eagles are backing Newman up on this track.
Short people are just the same.
The song created quite a stir and was banned by program directors at radio stations all across America who refused to air the song. The furor was amplified by the fact that Newman was so unapologetic about the track, which was fine with Newman, as he said in a 1977 article with Rolling Stone, saying, "I'd rather have a hit with Baltimore than Short People, just so we don't have to follow it up with Purple People Eater or something," indicating that he'd hate to be placed into the novelty song category. Fortunately, with the amazing body of work he's recorded to date, that thought was a bit short-sighted.
Short people got nobody. Short people got nobody.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.